welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And it's spooky.
Yeah.
Ooh, happy Halloween.
So spooky and so warm.
Not really spooky, because it's only 97 degrees in Los Angeles.
It's hard to feel spooky and eerie when you're full of tit sweat.
Pretty much. You know, that was the thing. Like, I didn't know this before we moved here, but Los Angeles in September and October is just fucking miserable.
Yeah.
It's hot as shit. And for some reason, that's when we have our hottest days.
Yeah.
But it sucks because, like, I want it to be fall. I want to, like, wear scarves and shit.
Yeah.
I want, like, you know, cool air and pumpkins and bats. I don't know.
Give me like a month of just like fucking cold ass weather.
I feel like we just need to go somewhere where there are seasons.
I guess so.
I miss seasons.
I mean, Boston and you know, when I was in Buffalo, they had a it was this nice crisp.
Yeah,
crisp day.
I miss like that. I want seasons, damn it.
Yeah.
I want snow, not for like a long period of time, but just like a day of snow.
A day of snow is nice.
I want some fall. I want spring.
Yeah.
Los Angeles is just hot, hotter, fucking surface of the sun and fires.
Yeah.
And sometimes okay.
Yeah,
and
sometimes,
that's it. Those are our four
nice
seasons.
And it sucked because, like, I think it was like last night or like 2 nights ago. Yeah, cold breeze and just very, just nice.
It was nice.
Just nice.
But yeah, now it's bullshit again and it's going to be bullshit all week.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy Halloween. Hope it's not 98 million degrees where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're making the most of it, I guess.
Sure.
You know, we like our... I can't believe it's Halloween already, too.
I know, it's my favorite holiday, even though we're not going to do anything for it, because we never do anything.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really do much for the holidays, though, and it's kind of, you know, but we kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I do wish we would get invited to like a Halloween party. That'd be kind of fun.
Well,
that would be a good time. But I mean, but then I would have to socialize with people and. Yeah, it's hard not to have. You know, I've wanted to have a Halloween party for years.
I've never said no.
Oh, I know, but we don't have anybody to invite.
Yeah,
because a lot of the people that we would invite, they all have small children, and our house is not exactly childproof.
No.
So, and plus, I swear it's not human proof. And I swear too much to be around children. So I'm like, well, I can't have them over. So now what?
Yeah, no. We're not a kid-friendly house.
No. I mean, nothing we have is childproof. And I'm afraid a child would die if they came in here. They'd be like, I'm going to climb on this thing. Would fall and crush them. And then I would feel bad. And I just don't want that. I don't want to harm children.
No.
You know?
No, we don't want horrible Halloween stories happening.
Right. Be like, oh yeah, I had some kids over and they got into the chemicals and they drank the bleach. I don't know. I mean, what do kids do, right? You have to like childproof that shit.
Well, right. But I mean, yeah, I can't like, imagine us just having a party and just be some kids being like, hey, what do you got in here? Bleach glug.
I don't know.
I don't know
how kids work. I'm talking little ones, like toddlers.
I know, but you have to have faith in their parents. The parents are just gonna be like, oh, go play in the kitchen, see what's under there.
I don't know. I mean, that's why you childproof, so they can't get in there.
I know, but if they even
have to buy the like the latch that goes on the toilet now. So like so they can't open the toilet and I don't know, drown themselves?
Well listen, okay, listen though.
We don't have that.
The parents, you know what's up. You know, I'm certain they go to places, parents go to places all over the place, to people's houses, whatever, that houses aren't always childproof.
I suppose so.
Yeah, just because they go to
I don't know,
like,
I have such anxiety around having children over at my place when it's not childproofed, that it weirds me. I'm like, oh my God, what if something terrible happens because I don't have my cabinets locked like they are supposed to be for kids.
No.
I don't know how kids work. That's why we don't have any.
Yeah.
I can barely keep the cats out of the cabinet.
That's true. He likes to get in there.
Yeah. So I mean, how am I going to stop a kid?
Well, if you're having people over, it's up to you. If it's not your kid,
but I still don't want them to like harm themselves.
They won't.
You're much calmer about this than I am.
I am. I mean, I'm not as. I just don't. It's more about like if we have a party. You know, I want to be able to swear and. You know, just have not be worried about somebody worried about their kids. You know, I kind of like have, you know, because I know, especially too, like if you're having a party, you know, not everybody. Let's put it this way. I would rather have like a yard.
Yeah, that'd
and
be
something
nice,
like a more
it?
Open space and more space than we have now for kids to appreciate. Or just be able to, you know, to stretch out, because kids like to run, have energy, so they're going to want to maybe do more things than they're just sitting in our small rooms here.
That's true.
You know, it's not so much. It's not so much
so
that
we have to like obviously leave California for that to happen, because we'll never afford a house here.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. I have dreams.
Sure. Yeah. No, I know that, but I mean, when like a shack goes for $800,000,
yeah,
and you need a 20% down payment, like who the fuck's gonna get that money?
When you get one of those tiny houses with a big yard,
yeah,
with those those.
We'll just roll a house up to like a field somewhere and
it'll
be like, "This is our yard," and they'll be like, "Get out." We'll be like, "Nope,
nope, house.
We live here now.
My toilet goes here." We
like,
live here
we're
now.
We're going to build a building here. No, you're not. We live in this field.
We live here now. The Sean and Jen story.
We're having people over for Halloween barbecue.
Halloween barbecue.
That would be fun.
Spooky sausage links. Let's be honest. I would make a hamburger shape of a bat.
I know you would.
And I would grill that shit.
I'd eat it.
I'd eat it too. But I had to get a bun in the shape of a bat.
Will you make it?
I know. There's a lot of work that goes into it. I don't want to have a party.
We went from wanting to have a party to not wanting to have a party, and I think under about 3 minutes.
Well, I thought, you know, it really wasn't so much the kids. It was more about the hot dog, the hamburger decisions.
See, that's your thing.
Yeah.
You're more worried about the food choices.
Because I'd have to do themed foods, and I'm not, you know, I don't know.
I would just, no, you don't have to do themed foods.
I think you kind of do.
Do you? I mean, just a couple themed foods. You don't have to do spooky burgers or whatever.
Like,
I mean, we're not going to be doing the Halloween Whopper with those black buns or whatever that make people shit green.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. Did you have some of that?
I had a whole one. I had one all because I was like, it's the most goth burger.
You know what's funny is that just
it was a real bad choice.
Just yesterday, you were talking about how I make worse food choices than you.
You do, actually.
And I did, and that's true.
You do.
But you did go in on the Whopper.
It was a black hamburger. I had to.
Well, not the hamburger wasn't black.
But the bun was.
The bun
it was the
black.
Most goth thing I'd ever seen. And I was like, you know what? I, being a former goth girl, I have to eat this.
Oh.
And it was a bad decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's like my one bad food choice. You make them all the time.
I've done my share. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try not to do them as often, but
no, you're getting better.
I've definitely gotten better. I feel like, you know, Sean from a couple of years ago would have just been like, "Yeah, what is that? Weird." You know, like, I would have probably fucked with like a Cheeto device thing.
Oh,
that
I'm
they have
sure.
At Burger King, because those are things you can still get.
Yeah, I know. They're like, "Hey, how about this chicken fried in Cheeto dust?" And you'd be all over that.
But
shit.
That's really I would
any of those weird fucking things that they come out with, like, "Oh, hey, this is, you know, ice cream flavored like sports," and you're like, "Yeah, like I feel
ice cream
like
flavored sports."
No, it's ice cream flavored like sports, so it tastes like, you know, manly sports things. So I'm assuming like beer and chips.
Oh, I thought you meant like actual, like, "This tastes like football." I'm like,
I mean, yeah, it could.
Like, how does that taste like football?
It tastes like beer, and it tastes like chips, and it tastes like wings.
Well, here's the thing.
It tastes like angry men. There's quite a tang to angry men.
I don't know if I would buy the angry men burger, the angry men whopper. No, I'm not doing that. Although I will mess with the chips. When the Lay's does their special chips.
We've had all of them.
Although, not really.
They're never that good.
No, they're never good. And usually it's always kind of like a race to eat them because I don't want them around. Especially like Lay's chips, because I just feel like I'm just a greasy ass eating Lay's chips.
Why just Lay's?
Or just really any potato chip.
I love potato chips.
I mean, potato chips are great, but it's like I just also feel like, you know, like, I deserve pain for eating potato chips.
Okay.
Not as much with Doritos for some reason.
I love Doritos too.
But
well, like, my thing is that I'm fine with like Lay's, whatever. Ruffles I love.
I like Ruffles better.
But like, if you get me some kettle chips.
Kettle chips, yeah.
No. That shit, I will eat the whole fucking bag. I don't care how big it is.
Yeah.
And then I will look into the bag and realize that the whole thing is covered in grease and then just feel disgusting.
Yeah.
Because there's so much disgusting, nasty grease in those bags.
Yeah.
Which is why they're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kettle chips are dangerous because you're like, these are better. And I'm like,
No, they're not. They're still fried in oil. They taste great, though.
Yeah, they're just a different texture. It's like, hey, I'm doing better. You know, it's always one of those things when people are like, I'm eating better chips. I'm like, you're still eating chips. Shut up. Look at me. I'm eating healthy baked Lay's. You know, and I'm like, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
That always reminds me of that time when the Big Mosh,
yes,
my wrestling friend from radio podcasts past,
mm-hmm,
came out here to Los Angeles. This is like, well, after I stopped doing the show, but he somehow finagled his way into a WWE 2K. Well, it wasn't 2K yet. It was WWE 12.
Yeah.
Testing session with all these like wrestling nerd luminaries. And somehow Big Mosh got a part of it. And since he knew but Big Mosh didn't care about the game.
Yes.
But I did.
Yes.
Yeah, I do. And me and Joe did. And he was like, well, Sean and Joe are correspondents of my show. So, you know, I got to, you know, he came into town and I'm not going to tell the story about the games and stuff, but he was very concerned about the location of his hotel because he was like, well, you know, I need to find a place to get baked Lay's. I mean,
yeah, it was literally downtown.
But he's like, dude, you're downtown. There's literally a Ralph's or like a 7-Eleven, like,
right. It's fucking downtown LA.
Downtown.
We're not rural, you know, nowhere. We're like 45 miles to the nearest grocery store.
And you're also, this is 2012, you know, 2011, 2012. Like, you know, it's easy to find out these things. You know,
Google exists.
Like Googling and maps and stuff. Like those things are legit.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not like, oh, I don't know where to go. It's like, no, you know where to go.
Yeah.
You know how to find, if you really want baked Lay's, you'll find baked Lay's. And he made it like, I don't know if I can go, I don't handle this. That was a mess. And then they had baked Lay's for us.
Of course they did.
At this thing because the WWE.
Of course they did.
THQ cared enough to provide baked Lay's.
Because they were inviting like a bunch of like, you know, dudes who love wrestling games to. Of course they need to put baked Lay's on the menu.
They just need Lay's in general.
Pretty much.
We need chips. We need chips products.
Mountain Dew.
You know, maybe some meat snacks.
Meat snacks.
You know, some Slim Jims.
Sure.
That's also the time I met Randy Orton.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
I have a picture with him, I think.
Yeah.
I thought you did somewhere. I thought I had a picture with him, and it's funny because...
He was very tan.
Revenge on Randy Orton. Randy Orton's my our age.
Yep.
And Randy Orton... And this was 2011, so this was like 6 years ago.
Yeah,
he looked like 10 years older than me at that time.
Well, he does a lot of tanning.
Well, a lot of tanning. Also, he's a smoker.
Yes,
he was the same. He was nice.
Sure.
At that time. I mean, you hear a lot of stories of Randy Orton being a dipshit.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm assuming some of those are true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of those aren't, but. He was very nice. He was like, oh, good to meet you, man. You know, and he's also very, like, much bigger than me. Like, I'm 6 foot. You know, he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, probably.
You know?
That's the thing, is because, like, you watch wrestling on TV, and because they're all huge dudes, it's deceptive how big they are.
Yeah.
Because even, like, the little dude, like, Chris Jericho is a, quote, little guy. But I bet if I met him, he's probably like 6 foot.
No, I think he's 5'11".
Okay, well,
he's actually probably as tall as you, maybe a little bit taller.
Yeah, maybe
definitely
it's
not.
Taller.
I'm taller than him, but he seems much bigger.
Well, no, he just seems really tiny. Like when you put him next to somebody who's 6'8".
Yeah,
you're like, well, like every fucking guy in the E is like at least 6'4".
Yeah, no, that's the kind of why, you know, the. Yeah, you know, the big guys fight the big guys, and the small guys fight the small guys.
Yeah,
you know, unless if you're Rey Mysterio, and then you're like, oh my God, David versus Goliath, you know.
Well,
and
Rey Mysterio is literally like 5'3".
I mean, Rey Mysterio legit is like, you know, he's like a boy. You know,
he's very tiny.
He's a very jacked boy.
Yeah, he's a very tiny man.
You know, but yeah, but that's just how that, you know, that's how that rolls. But
yeah,
memories of meeting wrestlers.
Yeah,
and. Has nothing to do with Halloween.
No, nothing at all to do with Halloween. I hope everybody has a great Halloween. It is the best holiday.
Yeah.
It's the only holiday that matters.
I haven't really messed with any Halloween candy as of yet.
Well, we had a little. I bought some caramel apples the other day when I decided I needed to buy 3 bottles of wine from Target.
Not caramel apples, but like apples, like chocolate candy. Apples with caramel in it.
Yeah. Like candies.
Yeah, like candies. Like, because
I was like, you know what? I had a shit day. Let's buy 3 bottles of wine from Target. What a good idea.
I'm very excited about the wine. I'm not a crazy wine guy, but...
Well, you know, I felt like we needed to have some in the house.
Oh, it's good to have wine.
I'm just going
to
put straw in one of those bottles. I hope that's okay.
Oh, my wife. Well, I don't know. I did watch a movie.
Well, we watched movies last night.
We did? Oh, well, that's right. We did see... Well, I watched... Okay, so I watched Metamorphosis the other night. Which is another one of those Italian movies that's kind of... I'm blanking on who was the director. It wasn't Lamberto Bava. Maybe it was George Eastman, who was known as the Anthropophagus Man. And he directed this movie about basically... which actually stars the father priest from the other movie.
Oh, okay.
He stars as a sexy professor who is sexy genetics professor who, you know, has this, you know, wants to create his own, his own like de-aging serum or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or something. And he ends up like aging him and eventually turns him into a dinosaur.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
But that's not how that works.
Well, that's how it worked. It turned into...
Wait, are you just telling me that, like, as people age, they will eventually become dinosaurs?
Well, I think the intention was for a different sort of metamorphosis to happen, but basically, he became violent and he looked like he had rosacea, and then he became really old, and then he got so old that he turned into a dinosaur, but it looked like... And the final dinosaur looked like, you know how those... There's, like, that costume where people, like... wear like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, it looked like that.
Oh, well,
like,
I mean,
it looked exactly like that. It came out of a...
If we just get old and eventually turn into dinosaurs, that really explains a lot about Dick Cheney.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm a dinosaur. Actually, I think this was the story of Dick. I think it was a Dick Cheney biopic.
They're fucking making one of those. You know that?
Wait, really?
Yes, with Christian Bale as Dick Cheney.
Wait, what?
No, thank you. I will never see that movie.
Why?
And Amy Adams is his wife. I have no idea.
Wait, it's about Dick Cheney?
Yes.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why? Wait,
I don't know who wants it. I don't know who decided it was...
Why did Christian Bale say yes?
I don't know, but Amy Adams said yes, too. And Christian Bale got all fat.
He isn't getting fat.
Christian Bale's method. I put quotes around method. But yeah, he's into getting fat because he was fat in American Hustle. He got fat for that.
He does, yeah. He sometimes he's just like, hey, can I eat a few sandwiches? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a thing that's going to exist, and that is a thing I will never see.
When does it
see.
Come out?
I have no idea. I'm certain it's Oscar bait. I refuse
Wait,
to
is it
see
coming
it.
Out this year?
I have no idea. I just saw pictures of them in the costumes.
Are you sure it's not a Halloween gimmick?
I swear to God. It's like a, apparently
I don't believe
it's
this.
It's a movie. It's
I don't believe
this. I'm sorry.
What's it called? Is it called just called...
I don't know. Dick, hopefully.
Is it called Zany Cheney?
Yes, it's called Zany Cheney.
Don't look. You have to look it up. We have to look it up.
It is about Dick Cheney joining the circus.
I wish.
Zany Cheney. Yeah. That's a thing.
Is it going to be a scene where he gets shot in the face or he shoots a guy in the face?
Oh, shit. If that's in there, I really, really, really hope that it is.
I hope he goes, good for you.
Yeah. No, I hope so. Okay. Here.
Oh, are we going to see this?
Yeah. It's an actual thing that exists.
Wait, is this him right here? This fat boy?
Well, no, he gets like fatter.
Was there other pictures or is just this one?
There were other pictures. I don't know if it's in that one. That's just the one I pulled up for you.
Christian Bale said, in order to develop the proper body type and gain weight, I've just been eating a lot of pies.
Well, I mean, that's true.
Man, imagine being that rich where you're just like, you know what? I gotta eat some pies.
Yeah, pies.
He's gotta have a nutritionist who's just like, hey man, eat the right kind of pies.
Are there the right, like, are they just like, here's a meat pie? Or we're just like talking like...
Well, like meat pies or maybe like just, you know, like gluten-free pies.
Gluten-free pies. Here you go. There you go. Christian Bale is Dick Cheney getting in a car.
He looks like John McCain here.
Oh.
It's not Dick Cheney. They failed. Come on.
There's Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney.
Come on. Oh, my. You know what?
I don't know. I don't know why you would ever make this movie.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why does anybody want to see a Dick Cheney movie now?
No, I don't want to see a Dick Cheney movie ever.
But why would you?
I don't want to see Dick Cheney in person. I don't want to think. I don't even want to know that
who
he exists.
Who decided that this to who? Why did Hollywood? I can't believe I. Liberal Hollywood, of all things, decided that it's that 2017 is the time to do a Dick Cheney movie with two of our greatest actors of this generation. Fucking Batman and Lois Lane ate a bunch of pies and became two.
Amy Adams did not actually eat pie. I'm sure that is a bodysuit.
You think?
Uh-huh. Amy Adams isn't eating pie. Maybe Christian Bale probably stole all of her pies. She has to.
Hey, Amy, you can eat that pie. I'm Dick Cheney. I can't get over it. I can't.
In no way.
What are we doing?
Right. Wait, nothing matters anymore. That's why. Literally nothing matters anymore. There are no consequences for any actions.
This is the scariest thing I've ever read.
This is
even scarier than the book we're going to do today.
There are no consequences for any of our actions.
By far.
Literally nothing matters. You can just walk into the middle of the street and take a fucking shit and people go, okay. And then that's it. That is our life right now. You cannot convince me that we're not all dead. I think we're all dead and we're all in hell.
We're making a big Dick Cheney movie. I have a hard time disputing.
They're like, why? Cheney movie? Trump is president. Here you go.
Look, it's one thing.
Penny's dead.
I understand making a movie about a political figure.
Yeah, but Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney? I mean, do you mean to tell me that there's nobody else to make movies about?
No.
That
Hollywood is literally out of ideas. Like, to the point where they're like, you know who we need a movie about? Dick Cheney. And the answer is no. I don't want to know
anything. Who's the director? Is it David O. Russell?
No, it said Adam McKay, but I don't know if he was the
director. Oh, no, Adam McKay. Okay, so it might be a comedy. Because Adam McKay is, Will Ferrell and all that stuff.
What if this is his
But he did The Big Short, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
So, and Christian Bale is in that. I haven't watched that yet.
I've been staying
away from that. Oh.
But that's another one of those. Maybe he's like, oh, I'm now political. I'm doing.
But why? He's extremely liberal.
Maybe it's going to make Cheney look really bad. But honestly, just existing makes Cheney look really bad.
But just
really
making
bad.
All, just doing all, like just make a Funnier Die sketch. And just put some, you know, don't have.
That's kind of what this is, right? It's like an extended Funnier Die sketch.
Don't have Christian Bale risk his life by eating pies.
But he chose to eat all those pies.
I know that's his fault. But
Christian Bale right now is probably face down in
him.
A pie. Like, if Christian Bale dies tomorrow, it's going to be like Christian Bale chokes on pie.
He's going to die. He's going to hurt himself. I'm worried about Batman.
Actually, that's a pretty good way for Batman to go. Bruce Wayne just died face down in a pie.
Bruce, I'm kind of speechless at this. I just can't believe. First of all, like, I feel like I'm pretty hip. How am I just hearing about the fact that?
I don't know. I just heard about it the other day when I saw those pictures. I was like, why the fuck is this a thing? And why the fuck is Christian Bale signed on to do it? It's terrible.
Well, I'm good. Let's take a break.
I mean, like, if you really want something scary for Halloween, there you go.
Well, I'm frightened.
Yeah.
Or I'm just confused, frightened.
Boo.
So
spooky.
All right. Well, let's take a break. I'm gonna go eat a pie.
Okay.
Become Dick Cheney. We'll come back.
All right.
And we'll do our book for the week.
Hello, podcast listener. Russell Bragg here. Boy, do I have a story for you. What's that old saying?
I never thought it would happen to me.
No, not that one. Oh yeah. I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't have been there. It all started a couple of days ago. I was mowing the lawn when I noticed some people coming in my direction. As this group approached, I got a better look. I thought I was dreaming. To my disbelief and awe, coming towards me was Arnold Schwarzenegger, Rocky Balboa, who I always thought was just a fictional character, an older gentleman who I later found out was Rocky's valet and interpreter, Jeeves, and even more shocking, Gary Cooper. He was here through some sort of time-traveling adventure he didn't want to talk about. As they approached my position, I just kept saying, wow, over and over. They finally noticed me and stopped. Welcome to Clarksburg, was all I could think to say.
It's a pleasure to be in your town. Who are you?
My name is Russell Bragg. Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Rocky getting all excited. What'd he say?
The master said, and acknowledges that you are indeed Russell Bragg, the host of the DC Comics Presents show. That's a podcast which the master enjoys immensely.
Really?
Oh, yes. We all love it. I love Superman. Did you know I was supposed to be in the 1978 Superman movie?
Arnie, you know that's not true. My favorite part of your program is the spotlights. That's how I believe I won my Academy Awards, by learning the ins and outs of not just my character, but the others in the script as well.
Oh, there he goes again about his Oscars. Arnold should have won several Academy Awards by now, if they weren't so jealous of him. My favorite part is when you brag about comics you have gotten.
How about you, Mr. Balboa? What'd he say?
The master says he enjoys your comic spinner rack segments. He likes to hear about the books that were on the stands at the time of the issues you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I like that one, too. I love the whole thing.
Wow, that's great. I didn't really think many people were even aware of my podcast. It's nice to know it's getting out there, especially to celebrities like you.
Is there a nice place to eat around here? I'm starved.
There sure is. Just down the street. What'd he say?
The master inquires if you would like to dine with us.
Really? Sure. Is it okay if I bring my wife?
Sure, the more the merrier. I can tell you all about the only scene I got to do in Superman the movie.
No, not again.
It was the helicopter scene with Lois Lane. You know the one. I was going to let go because, I was let go because of one little ad-lib. I knew the scene and what would happen to Lois, so I said, Lois, stay away from the chopper!
Wow. There I go again. What a great memory. Now, I wanted to tell you that story, but there's also another reason I wanted to present this promo. We're coming down to the final stretch of the DC Comics Presents show, so I'm hoping to conclude the podcast with a bang. I put out a call to other podcasters, and they answered. So some future episodes will have special guest hosts taking over the program. It will still have the same old segments you love, like Russell's Comic Brag and Character Spotlights. I plan on doing one last Christmas episode, and also a special podcast devoted to the Crisis on Infinite Earths event when we get closer to those issues. I guess that's everything. I hope you'll join me for the next exciting episode of the DC Comics Presents Show.
If you want to learn more about the DC Comics Presents Show, head on over to the show's website at www.bragaboutcomics.com. You can subscribe to the show through iTunes, which is now called Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Doorway to Nightmare from March, April 1978. And the premise of this book is basically...
Spooky.
It's one of the millions of horror books that DC put out back in the in the 70s, essentially.
Sure. And I don't know if I would necessarily... I mean, it's classified as horror. It's not scary.
No, it's not scary at all.
It's, Madame Xanadu's in it, kind of.
Yeah, because this was kind of her book.
Yeah, she doesn't do anything in it. She just shows up at the beginning and shows up at the end.
Yeah.
And she's on the cover. I mean, good for her.
She's on the cover. You know, this was her joint, though. Or one of her joints. Or probably, her joint for a while. I mean, sometimes they switch it up.
Yeah.
And, like, they'll merge two books into one, or they'll do something the other, whatever. But, here she is on the cover. It says Doorway to Nightmare. Mm-hmm. And there's little demon monsters flying mm-hmm. around.
And she's leaning on a tarot card of the devil.
The devil.
I'm not exactly sure what she's doing.
She's actually what she's doing. She's doing the trident that... what's his fate? It's almost... I feel like she's doing the... It's like a trident sign.
Kind of. I mean, it's like a really early, like, West Side.
It is. She's flashing a gang symbol.
Kind of, yeah. And I don't know why, but she's just, like, holding it up, like, leaning all sexily on this thing. And there's, like, demons flying around her.
Well, this guy's doing the Spock symbol. The devil's doing the Spock symbol. And she's like, yo, this is how you do it.
Yeah, she's like, no, do it this way, West Side.
It's kind of like what's his face when... Hellstorm, when he wants to bring out his trident, he goes like three fingers. He does like the John Cena
move, yeah. You know? You can't see me. Maybe that's what she's doing.
Maybe
this is her version of you can't see me.
Yeah, this is you can't see
but I can see her.
Yeah, because it's spooky.
Spooky. So we start in, I believe, Greenwich Village.
We start in Greenwich Village, and it
there is a festival. It doesn't matter what festival. It even says this up here, that it doesn't matter what festival this is or why. It's just a fucking street fair, and there's a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And there's these two people at the street fair to enjoy it.
They're having a time. They're having a hot dog. And this guy is with this. So this guy and this girl. So you got what's the name?
I think we don't find out until the next one.
You have Douglas Holt and Melissa Mann.
And they're walking down the street, and Melissa's like, "Hey, all this noise is like a bit much for me. I'm starting to feel kind of gross. Maybe we can leave." And he's
this
like,
"Woman,
huh.
You."
Yeah, this woman is me. And he's like, ah, fuck you. You're too uptight, bitch.
No, he's not that mean.
He's that mean. He makes her stay. She doesn't want to stay. She's not feeling well.
He's trying to make her feel. He's trying to, he's like, look, you know, can we just, let's just have a good time.
Are we having a fight about this right now?
A little bit.
Are you telling me that I'm a little too uptight and I'm always wanting to leave places? Because that's
no,
true.
You're not like that. But
no, I mean, it's true.
I mean,
I have severe social anxiety.
Well, I'm like that, but I'm like that too in the ways like, yes, where it's just like
you're better than I am.
I stick it. I for some reason I stick it out because it's one of those things where it's like, well, we came here.
You don't panic. I think that's the thing. I panic just trying to get there. I panic.
Well, right.
I'm okay once I'm there.
Yeah.
But it's like the idea of going to places where I'm going to have to interact with people in a social setting.
Yeah.
With like no set agenda, like. I'm not going to a movie. I'm not, you know, going, you know, there's like, I'm just there to like hang out.
Yeah.
That fucking scares the shit out of me. It absolutely, my blood pressure goes up. I freak out. I can't do it. It's really hard.
No, and I get it because it's like, you know, sometimes, I mean, I don't freak out, but at the same time, like, I don't like it.
No.
Because it's something
I
where
get
it's
really
like,
upset.
Sometimes I just don't have the bandwidth to be like, yeah, I want to hang out here. You know, I want to do this and that. I mean, I'm just going just to go. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, in your head, you have certain expectations of how these things go.
Sure.
And if they don't immediately come true or if they're not exactly the way it comes, you know, the way you feel it should be.
Yeah.
You know, your mind just kind of goes different places and you're just like, this sucks.
Well, that's why we have to have I have to have a time limit.
Yeah, you have to have a
like,
plan.
We're gonna do. I'm like, I got a plan. We'll check in like half an hour and then reassess. Because if it's just like, hey, you're gonna be at this place for 5 hours with like literally no way home.
Yeah,
nothing fucking freaks me out more.
Yeah, that's a pretty. And the things I can understand, like maybe these guys, maybe I don't know where they live in New York.
This is a street festival. This is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because she's not expected to interact, but like, you know, if this was like a party, like, oh my God, nightmare fuel.
But to get out of the hustle and bustle, they decide, because she's a physicist.
Yeah, she's a physicist. She's very logical. She's very science minded.
Yeah.
So he's like, come on, let's just go over here. Let's go, you know, there's a tarot reader. And she's like, I don't believe in tarot. And he's like, eh.
He's like, whatever, let's just go.
Whatever, let's just do this anyway. So, of course, their tarot reader is Madame Xanadu.
Yeah.
And they walk in and she knows their names. He's like, how did you know our names? And she's like, I know many things. And the woman's like, whatever. This is obviously a trick.
Yeah.
So Madame Xanadu's like, here, grab a card and I'll do your tarot.
Yeah, she does. So she grabs a card and it's like.
There's a lot of cards.
There's a giant stack of cards.
There's a lot of like build up to what actually happens in this book.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of like, pick a card. This is a thing. You're in danger. Blah, blah, blah.
She picks a card and she's basically like, look, she picks like a looks like a queen.
Yeah, she picks the Queen of Rods, which I'm like, is that a thing?
The Queen of Rods.
Yeah. I don't know if that's actually a thing. Is it I'm trying to remember what the four, it's called the like Minor Arcana or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's pentacles and other cups. And there's I don't remember them all.
Yeah. So she picks the Queen of Rods and she's like, well, you know, shit's gonna go bad for you, so you better like not continue science.
Yeah, stop sciencing.
Stop sciencing or you're gonna like
just don't science anymore.
Yeah, get fucked up.
Stop believing in science. Don't and she's like, fuck this nonsense. You set this up, dude. What's his name again?
Douglas.
Doug. Because you didn't like when I started working on Project Doorway. Which all right, in the first place, and you set this up, so I'll stop. And I'm not going to stop, so I don't ever want to see you again. Storm off.
She runs out so angrily that magic turns her shirt from green to yellow.
It does. Oh, yeah, there you go. I didn't notice that.
She's like, how could you not believe in magic? It changed the color
of her shirt.
She got the Queen of Tide.
She got a stain stick.
Yeah.
Is that what Madame Xanadu actually just sells stain sticks on the side?
Yeah, she's like
it's kind of like selling Mary Kay.
She's an Avon lady.
Yeah, she is. She's an Avon lady.
She got it's an Avon party she walked into.
Who wants some skin so soft? Anybody? It really works on mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So the Doug's like turns on Madame Xanadu. He's like, what the fuck? And she's like, look, she's in danger. And he's like, but I'm losing her because she wants to fuck the guy she's working with.
Yeah, she's into some old dude.
She likes old balls right now.
I wish that was the actual dialogue.
She likes old balls.
She likes old balls. Right, Madame Xanadu's like, yeah, man.
But she likes the guy, the older professor that she's
Professor
working
Hampton
with.
Professor Hampton Hill.
Because she's like a graduate student and they're working together on Project Doorway. And he's like also very sciencey.
Right. So what happens is though he observes them because somehow he's able to just like kind of like go to her lab. And
yeah,
just
apparently
stare
there's
in.
Like a window. You can just like watch science. Watch scientists science.
Sciencing be science. And then she's looking at, he's looking in and they're like, but they're not
like a zoo.
Yeah.
It's just like you walk by and you're like, look at those scientists working on their science.
And he's like just
and you're eating popcorn.
Ooh, you get one of those tiger stripe ice creams.
Yeah, you gotta buy like your kid a balloon or he starts crying. It's like a whole
stop that child crying at the science zoo.
It's the science zoo. I like that.
I just stepped in some scientist shit.
Man, the hallway of whatever science smells bad.
Just scientists in a cage just throwing shit at you.
But wearing lab coats.
Look at the scientists and their thing. It's like it's just a scientist just sitting there. He just gets up and just dives in like a water enclosure.
You can watch him swim underwater.
And you're like, hey, look at the scientist.
Is it going to be like one of those things like when you go and it's like, here's the cutout of the polar bear where it tells you how tall the polar bear is. And you're like, how tall are you? And it's just like a guy in a lab coat. You're just like, how tall are you? Am I compared
well,
to a scientist?
Well, I'm like 5'10 and the scientist is 6 foot. So,
man, the scientist is bigger than
Mom,
me.
Mom, I'm almost as big as a scientist. I like scientists too.
It's like put your hands in the handprints of the scientist. How do you compare?
Don't feed the scientists.
There's some guy just be like, can somebody bring me some booze? This is like, shut up, scientist.
Excuse me, can I have like, can somebody give me a, hey, if I give you like $5, can you buy me a sandwich from the commissary?
I really
the commissary?
Want one of those tiger striped ice creams, but since it's a zoo, here's $20. That'll buy over one.
just throw it. Okay, how am I gonna get this? How am I gonna get this? Okay,
if you throw it over,
I have a basket. I'll put the $20 and I'll bring it up.
Here, use the drone.
We have drones to feed the scientists.
Well, you can't go in their enclosure. It's far too.
No, because if you go in there, the scientists will come and bite you.
And then all of a sudden, you have science. You can't leave.
So he's watching these guys. Watching these scientists, his girlfriend and this professor like work on this doorway, and he's like, but he's like,
they think they're in love now.
He's like, how could they be in love? They don't talk to each other or do anything. And it's like, but I'm losing her.
There's
like,
no passion. They don't have any jokes because there's too much science.
Yeah. So anyway,
Madame Xanadu's like, no, stick with her. You still have a place in her life because, she's in danger and you might be the only person
don't
to
give
save
up.
Her. Yeah, don't give up.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then we're at the lab and they're making science love.
Well, he's working. They're working on this project and, they're like, well, this could be dangerous because basically we're trying to like open up a doorway between dimensions because
the quote fourth dimension.
The fourth dimension.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, this is science, guys.
And they're about to get kicked off of campus because the powers that be think that their project is dangerous and also bullshit.
And it is.
And they are correct.
And they're correct.
No one should give these people funding, basically.
So as they're working on it, he's like, well, it exists and I love you. The Hampton, the older doctor is like, I love you, Melissa. And she's like, please, Hampton, you know how I feel about sentimentality.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what?
Yeah, and he's like,
"Oh, well, you don't like being feeling sentimental? Like,
no,
you don't,
she's
like...
too logical. Oh, she's logical and cold." And he's like, "Oh, of course, yes, yes, yes,
yes, yes." No.
So then they
work.
They go to work on somehow opening this thing with computers.
Yeah, they open a fucking doorway to another dimension with computers.
I mean, if it's gonna happen, I assume that's the way it's gonna happen.
Well, magic is just science we just haven't discovered yet.
Exactly, that's how this works.
Hey now.
So they open the door and all these like demons come pouring in, and they're very colorful.
Yeah, it's a very colorful
demons. They're like Skittles, really.
It's like a demon portal hell. This one's very dumpy.
It's a dumpy demon.
Dumpy demon.
I mean, some demons gotta be dumpy. You can't all be like ripped.
Well, they gotta be, they're eating pies in hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Christian Bale's getting his pies from.
Demon pie?
He's getting hell pies.
Hell pies? Oh shit, can we open a bakery?
Well, if you're gonna be Dick Cheney, you gotta be eating hell pies.
You gotta eat hell pies. Can we open a bakery called Hell Pies?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we can.
I like it.
And this will be the cover.
Yes.
This is Dumpy Demon's ass.
Oh, poor Dumpy Demon. But they look like somebody just dropped a bunch of Skittles all over the place.
It is. They look very colorful demons.
They are. They're
like,
very
it's hell. It's like, it looks like a bubblegum fantasy.
It does, because like the background's all pink and the demons are pink and purple and green.
I mean, they're all grotesque, but they're all very colorful. So yes, it's misleading.
I mean, 70s. Orange. And so they like swarm around everybody, and then everybody starts screaming.
Yeah.
And then I guess Doug has just been hanging out at the science.
Well, he's been looking in that window.
That's all he does. He just like stands in the window and just really, he's the guy who just really loves to watch the scientists.
Oh, yeah.
Just really fascinated by them. Pays his membership.
Yeah, you know he's got a membership.
He does, to Science Zoo.
You know he volunteers and does tours.
Oh, he does. Absolutely. And just in this one little, the science house.
Yeah.
Or whatever, or the science demon discovering wing. I don't know.
Science slash like chemists. Demon.
You couldn't be like, well, here's the chemistry wing.
Right.
So
here's the mystical sciences wing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So he barges in, and once he barges in, like all the demons disappear.
Well, no, he smashes their equipment and he blows it up.
Oh, that's what he does.
Right. Okay. He smashes equipment and he's
with the fire hydrant or the fire extinguisher.
And they're all like, ah, man, that sucks. Well, everything's blown up. And then she's like,
and he's like, is everybody okay? She's like, yeah, but I want to go to dinner now.
Yeah.
Take me to the most expensive restaurant in New York.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like, okay.
She's like, let's get cozy. And then he's like, he's like, well, look, if you don't need to do any more science, then I guess this your doctor friend has to clean up.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye.
So he takes her to this place and he's like, by the way, I'm broke as fuck because I'm like an artist or something. So you order whatever you want and I'll just eat the bread.
Yeah.
The free bread. So she orders like tartare and escargot and wine. And he's like, but you're a vegetarian who doesn't even drink. And she's like, oh, sometimes you just gotta live.
People are changing all the time.
Vegetarians just decide to eat fucking meat tartare for no fucking reason. So there's like drinking.
I was watching the Food Network and it changed my life. That's what we saw in that thing. When we came on and Guy Fieri was eating a sandwich and I was like, I'm affected.
Can't wait to also be a fat guy with weird hair.
let me eat the weirdest things.
How much bleach do you think they use on Guy Fieri's hair? Like in a week or like in a month?
Oh, it's probably a lot.
Like a lot, right? He's gonna get that white blonde. That's lot of bleach.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's not good for him.
No, I wonder if that's just a wig.
Ooh.
You think it's a piece?
Bewigged?
It's like it's a toupee?
Maybe.
Because like his real hair must just be brittle as shit by now.
Yeah, no, it's gotta be.
So he probably like puts a hand through it and just all those little tips break off.
Him and Bobby Flay should wrestle in a hair versus hair match.
I hope they both lose.
Hair versus cookie match.
What's up with Bobby Flay? Apparently he fucks a lot of ladies.
Well, you know, he's a strapping dude.
Is he?
I mean, strapping enough. He's a TV strapping.
A TV strapping?
TV chef strapping. I mean, TV chefs, you can pull it down. You don't have to work that hard.
Strapping for a TV chef, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's a high profile. It's not just some like guy that was on Chopped, you know. He's a duder. You know, he's going to Flavortown.
All right.
Different Flavortown.
Different types of Flavortown.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know.
I don't know anything.
I know you don't.
I'm an idiot.
We're both idiots.
Hey, let me tell you about podcast. Bobby Flay's sex life. All right, I'll see you later.
Well, I was, you know, gossip pages say he does pretty well.
Well, good for him.
I suppose.
When he eats one of his sad ass chocolate chip cookies, he'll leave them.
Well, that's the problem. He makes like the chocolate chip cookies he makes are sad and pathetic. I'm sure his food is good or whatever, but I'm just like.
Oh, he does everything Southwest. He's like, ooh, Southwest Mex Tex. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't get it.
I don't get it. Sorry. I don't get the love for Bobby Flay.
I'm going to put ketchup on it or ruin it.
Do you think that was like what Guy Fieri said when he got his show? He's like, I'm just going to put ketchup on it and ruin it.
He's like, give me that.
Going to Flavortown. Ah. I'm assuming that's the noise he makes.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's definitely a noise that he has to make that we don't hear. When he goes to eat his sandwiches, like when he, you know, does the double haunch, and he probably,
do you think
they probably
like
edit it out because usually he's going, ah. And they're like, they have to cut that out every time because, like,
oh, do you think like the raw footage is just like, ah, blah, blah,
oh, there's a, yeah,
just like, noises. Oh my god, what's happening? It just sounds like monsters eating.
Yeah, he's like, there's a lot of noises of him going, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's the noisiest eater, he's the loudest eater.
Oh, maybe. I mean, he is mic'd when he's eating.
They have to edit it all out.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, how did we talk about this?
Oh, because they went to this place.
Well, they went to Flavortown. That's
right. They went to Flavortown. So then they go for a walk. I don't know. He's like, whatever they're talking about. I don't know. But basically, it just ends with her being like,
well, basically,
kiss me now.
Well, basically, he's like, look, you could have been killed. Like, shit could have been really went bad. She's like, it doesn't matter. It's okay.
Yeah, those demon things.
Yeah, she's not fucking screaming.
Yeah. You want to talk about it? No, I just want to fuck you. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So they fuck.
Well, then he just kind of gets concerned. This guy gets, Douglas gets concerned. He goes to Man of Xanadu and he's
like. Yeah, he's like, hey, like, something's going on because she's acting completely differently. She's dressing differently. She's talking differently. She's eating different food.
She's going to parties with random dudes.
Well, they went to a party together.
She lived with David Hasselhoff here.
She ran into David Hasselhoff. Like, this is back in the 70s.
She tripped over him eating a floor burger.
This is 70s floor burger, David.
70 so floor like, burger.
You know, height of his powers, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, well, no, like, where was it? The 80s. He wasn't shit until for a few years later after this.
All right,
this.
Well, he's on the rise.
But he's on the rise.
And she's like, hey there, buddy. And she, like, starts grinding on him.
And she leaves with him. And he goes, and he goes like, to check on her. And he's like, yeah, I found her back at her lab. And she was wearing the same dress.
Yeah, because she did the walk of shame. Because
she's so full of sex energy.
Yeah.
Demon sex energy.
She can't stand it.
She has to fuck. And
she,
then she goes and she's like, then Douglas goes and finds her there and he's like, what the hell's going on? And he goes,
and she
starts
like,
make,
fuck it, I'm going to make out with the old guy.
She starts making out with him and then she like shoves him and then she starts smashing everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. She starts making out with him. She pushes him. She breaks stuff. Then she attacks Doug, but as they're falling over, she like whacks her head.
Well, what happens is she goes, because he's like, well, listen, for God's sake. And she's like, don't say God. Ah.
Yeah, and right. She jumps on Doug, but she hits her head and knocks herself unconscious.
Yeah.
So her scientist friend is just like, time to put her in a mental institution.
Yeah, I like to say, oh, so your grocer committed you. Okay.
Yeah. Are you here for my ketchup dilemma?
So, yeah, the scientist.
Where are the burn zones?
You're that man that everybody hates. Hey, aren't you guy that every wait? Aren't you guy that everybody that man that everybody hates? Oh, you should think of somebody else.
So she gets committed, and then he goes back to he's telling this to Madame Xanadu, and she's like, "No, the scientists and doctors won't be able to help her because she has been possessed." So. Time for an exorcism.
She literally pulls out a book that says exorcism.
Yeah, which I don't... Sure. Exorcism. This is where you call John Constantine, but apparently...
Well, Constantine hasn't been invented yet.
He's not invented yet?
No, this is 78. He doesn't show up for a couple... He's not around for a couple of years yet.
Oh, see, I did not know this.
Yeah, we only had Madame Xanadu.
Oh, man, I'm glad that...
She's the only one that was...
She sucks. She's boring as shit.
Yeah, she doesn't do
Sorry,
much.
Madame Xanadu. Like, she doesn't do anything. She literally doesn't do anything.
No.
She just sits around and people come tell her stuff. And then she's like, hey, maybe you should try this mystical thing. They're like, good idea, Madame Xanadu. And then that's the end.
Hey, I got this brochure for you. It says how to unpossess your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I got a few pamphlets.
Check YouTube. There's a couple instructions. Let me show you this. Let me show to do an exorcism.
Here, let me show you this video of Nick Cage screaming about bees. It's really funny.
But is that's possessed? So to get him not possessed, just watch these YouTube videos.
Here, to make if you watch the possessed YouTube video, you have to like watch like a very low key Nick Cage movie. So maybe should watch like Leaving Las Vegas.
Sure, yeah, that
or something where you won an Oscar.
Yeah,
and you can that'll
when he wasn't full Cage.
Yeah,
yeah. So they go and the doctor scientist guy is like, this is crazy. It's not real. And they're like, too bad. And then they start doing this exorcism.
Well, they're like, no, they're like, we tried everything. And then the guy comes in and he's like, hey, I've got this woman here and we should like figure something out. And we might be able to help her. He's like, whatever. I guess we'll try anything at this point.
Yeah.
Because they've done thousands of tests and they can't figure out what the hell's wrong with her.
Yeah.
But then
they start doing the exorcism and he's like, this is dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Because exorcism.
Because then the other doctor's there, the doctor for the
Bellevue
and then Hampton is there and they're like, well, okay, I guess we're gonna do this and this is bullshit, but we're gonna do this anyways.
Yeah. And then she starts like having seizures and stuff. He's like, no, stop. And
she starts like she starts vomiting.
Yeah, it's gross.
You know,
green stuff
starts coming out.
And then the doctor gets in a fight with Doug.
No, this is Hampton. Hampton's there.
That's what I mean, the doctor. He's a scientist, but he's a doctor.
Well, I guess, yeah, because there's also the doctor at Bellevue.
Sorry, yeah, Hampton.
Yeah, Hampton.
To make myself clear, he's the scientist guy. And then they start fighting, and there's punching, but Madame Xanadu's like, say the incantation, and he does. Also, they're like, it's a mix of Greek and Latin, and I'm like, in what world?
Yeah.
In what fucking world? It's always Latin. Always Latin. People don't pay any fucking attention.
Yeah.
And a big old demon like comes out of her.
Yeah.
Like a green one. And he's like,
booger demon. And then it's a dumpy demon.
It is the dumpy demon. And then he like flies through the floor.
No, what happens is he's about to jump into
to Doug.
Doug. And then Madame Xanadu, I think, jumps on him with her like her shawl and like sucks him into some sort of void.
Okay.
And then
shawl void?
She has like she somehow captures him before he. It's hard to tell what actually happened.
Yeah,
here.
It really is because it's just like a
she
big
basically
blob.
Jumps in front of him and like kind of catches him like a Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
and then she's got him because she's got him in this little dish here.
You gotta catch them all,
right? And as that was happening,
she's a really good trainer. She's like a master trainer.
Yeah, she's a
she owns a gym.
She does own a gym.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she feels the
woman is better. The
woman is better, but because of the incident, Professor Hampton became insane. Because
sure.
He's over here and he's like, I'm crazy. I couldn't believe what I saw.
Right.
And
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Because this guy's like, no, she's obviously just crazy, whatever. This is the asshole who wants to open a doorway to the fourth dimension.
Yeah.
Which he accomplished, which he had demons streaming through his office. And then the idea that one of them might have taken over his assistant is too much for him to handle.
That can't happen. That was just science.
I'm like, if you don't believe in this, why are you trying to open this door?
Exactly.
Whatever.
He thinks that basically science is just magic is just a science that nobody has discovered yet.
Yeah, but then he shouldn't have been like shouldn't have gone crazy because he saw a demon.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have been like, no, this exorcism idea is crazy after seeing all of them march into his office.
I like that almost like immediately after
they're just fine.
No, but she's fine. But immediately after, they're like, well, he's insane, and they already have him making a straitjacket.
Oh yeah.
They're like, all right, well, we just gotta put this on him.
I think that happens if you just like walk in the door to Bellevue. You might be there to visit somebody. They're like, nope, straitjacket.
Oh yeah, I'd get a straitjacket right away.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's what happens.
Yeah, I'm messing around.
No.
Well, and that's it for Doorway to Nightmare. That's it for the book.
Yeah.
Or for the story.
That's it. Like, yeah, it was very boring, very basic. I think
it was very basic. It was very basic exorcism. You know,
scary.
Go to a street fair and get possessed. And
I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
I mean, it happens all the time. Just like, you know, oh, hey, man, I really want to go to a food truck festival.
Oh, if you go to a food truck festival, you're definitely getting possessed.
And you're totally going to get possessed by a demon.
You're definitely going to be like, hey, what's that over there? Oh, I better not eat that
It's like
Tostada.
It's like Big, the movie Big.
Yeah.
Where like all of a sudden there's just like that machine.
Yeah.
Zoltar machine or whatever. Zoltar'd. And you're just like, oh, well, I guess that's just what happens at street fairs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Especially if it's like a traveling carnival. Forget it. So many demons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Demons are everywhere.
Just everywhere.
So.
They keep them in like, you know, the tent.
Demon tent.
It's the demon tent.
Ooh, demon tent. I like demon tent. I like demon tent. I also like hell pie.
Yeah.
I also like all these things.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's a pumpkin patch out by our place that springs up.
Oh, there's definitely demons in there.
There's totally demons there. They keep them all in those big inflatable things.
There's definitely demons in that inflatable cat ass.
Yeah. There's an inflatable cat bouncy thing.
It's like a saber tooth thing.
Yeah. But the way it's positioned, all we can see is the cat ass.
Yeah.
Which is actually very fitting.
Because we have fat cats.
And yeah. So I feel that there's plenty of demons in there.
Oh yeah. So
they
somebody
pump them full of demons. Every well, day.
That's what keeps it so bouncy.
Yeah, it's the demons.
Because they're all jumping on Dumpy Demon.
Oh, that poor Dumpy Demon.
Poor Dumpy Demon.
Sometimes you're just dumpy and you can't help it.
Sometimes
I have to stick up for my fellow dumpies.
Sometimes
you're just bored dumpy, okay?
Sometimes you're just a pear-shaped demon.
Sometimes you got weird saddlebag ass and it just happens. And then kids jump on you and you're like, what did I do to deserve this?
Oh, that's right. I was a fucking horrible murderer in my previous life.
And now I have holster hips. Like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Might as well just jump into some girl. get a little bit of a thrill.
Get a little bit of a thrill before I have to go back to my ho-hum demon life.
Go back to my dumpy demon life. Go back to working at Hell Pie.
I wear a lot of, like, you know, sweatshirts with, like, kittens just hang in there, like, printed on it.
Or do you think Dumpy Demon works in accounting?
No, don't.
In Hell Accounting?
Yeah, well, sure. Or either that or at Hell Pie.
Or Hell Resources?
Absolutely
works. HR? Hell yes. Resources.
Yes, and he has a cup that says, like, you know... Wish it was Monday, like, wish it was Friday or something on it. And
see you in hell. Wink, we're already there.
Yeah.
Stuart the dumpy, the HR demon.
Yeah.
That's my,
Stuart the HR dumpy demon.
Yeah, I have a lot. We just created a great backstory for that one demon.
We really did.
I think
was a murderer.
And look, now he's
dumpy.
If I was around this time, if I was like a Jim Shooter type of kid and I was like, I'm going to write some comics in 1978. I would have just wrote that story about Dumpy Demon.
Yeah.
And just sent it in. And I would have been right in here. I'd been like, remember this one from episode issue 2?
Oh, shit. Now you'd just be going to all the cons.
I know.
But like the ones that no one goes to.
I would be definitely doing Frank and Sons.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd be there every week.
Yeah. You'd have a table.
I'd be every week just being like,
you
remember
and Virgil.
Me and Virgil just be hanging out.
You guys can split the cost of a table.
Just, I'm just sitting at the same table as Virgil.
Yeah, you guys just split the cost.
And Sean Merritt, creator, Dumpy Demon, Boy Wonder, Boy Wonder comic writer. Sean Merritt, creator, Dumpy Demon from Doorway to Nightmare. Remember him? Nope.
Nope, but for $25 you can get a picture with him.
Fuck yeah. I might even have a pack of Bitto Honeys. I'll give you one.
Ew, Bitto Honeys are disgusting.
I don't know why. Do they make Bitto?
Yes, and my dad loves them. Shock of all shocks, my dad loves gross candy. You know what else he loves? He loves sugar. You know those sugar daddy things on a stick?
Ugh.
It's so gross, right?
Oh.
No, my dad loves gross candy.
You know what, though? I'll fuck with a Mallow Cup.
Well, Mallow Cup is a different story.
I'm surprised. Does your dad like Mallow Cups?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe I'll give up the Mallow Cups.
Yeah.
My dad was into Mallow Cups, and I was like, oh, all right, I guess.
Was your dad into root beer barrels?
No, I think my only candy my dad liked was Mallow Cups.
Non-Corels, fucking Charleston Chews.
Necco
you have
wafers.
To freeze them.
Necco wafers. Yeah, I'm giving out all those candies.
Yeah.
You come to my table, guys. I'll give you a noun later.
A mound?
No. Mounds are good. Don't.
I love a mound.
Yeah, I'm down to mounds. I'm talking noun later, so you can't get
a noun later.
They're all stick to the fucking.
What about
thing.
Good and plenties?
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't fuck with licorice.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing maybe some Raisinets. Raisinets are still.
Raisinets are all right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I got all those candies, guys. You come over to my, you come over to Sean Merrick, creator of Dumpy Demon, right next to, it's right between Virgil and the guy that sells bottle caps that look like superheroes at that Frankensons.
Yep,
in the City of Industry, where Jen almost got into a fight.
I did almost. Oh man, did I almost? I didn't do anything, but I would have been justified if I beat that woman senseless, because we went up there because Sean had to go.
I was going to pass out flyers for my Raven thing.
For the Raven podcast, so he's going to go leave it at like a wrestling memorabilia thing.
Which there are plenty of, yes.
And so we're like, fine. So it's shit parking up there. So I find a spot. And I pull up and I'm about to back into it. Literally the only reason I haven't backed into it is because there's people walking.
Yes.
And I start backing up and this woman comes from the other side of the street and swings head in right into my spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? And she's like, it's mine now.
She was across the street.
She was across. So I'm like, I'm trying to parallel park. She's coming from the opposite direction and just sees it and just fucking turns right into it, head in and takes it.
Yeah.
And it took her like, I was so angry. I was so mad that I pulled up into a red zone and yelled at Sean to get the fuck out and go drop off his shit because I wasn't even going to bother.
Yeah.
And I did want to get out of the car because that woman stole my fucking spot.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I did the responsible adult thing and did not get out of the car and beat her senseless in front of her children, though I really wanted to. And I would have been justified.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you would have definitely been just, there have been some justification there.
Yeah. But I didn't.
I was proud of you though.
I know. I was proud of me too.
Yeah.
I didn't even yell at her. I honked.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just waited in the car for you to come back.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised there wasn't blood everywhere when I got back.
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't key anybody's car. I didn't slash any tires. I didn't get into a fight.
Nope.
I just stewed in my anger until it went away, and then I drove home like an adult.
Stewed.
Yep. That's what I did.
Bravo.
Thanks. I made a good choice.
You did.
But that woman's fucking lucky.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she's lucky it wasn't some lunatic with a gun.
She was very lucky.
Because you do that to somebody else is going to fucking mow you down.
Yes.
So she was lucky it was just me.
Yeah. So wrapping this up, would you read the next issue of this book?
Maybe.
I probably. I mean,
yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, there's nothing wrong
with it. There's just stupid books.
I mean, yeah.
Stupid horror books.
Yeah,
you know?
I like it. We'll see what happens. Because, I know it's not going to be about these people next time.
No.
It's a totally different story, different setup, whatever. So, yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, we're not talking about Dumpy Demon anymore. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a whole new festival, whole new ball game here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll check it out. That's it for Doorway to Nightmare number 2 from March, April 1978. You can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N is how you spell Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, you can email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com, as well as check us out on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Just look us up on Facebook and join our Facebook page. And also Apple Podcasts. Please rate, review, subscribe, leave a 5-star review if you think we deserve it. Or just if you want to leave a comment, I don't care what you leave in the comments, you know, how you want to review.
But fuck you guys.
Yeah, you can
five
say,
stars. If you, totally five, acceptable.
Always give us 5 stars. If you're not going to give us 5 stars, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know, because it's kind of like, don't give us 4 stars, because then you're going to screw up our rating. Give us 5 stars. Please, if you think we deserve it, though, which I think in some sometimes we do.
Sometimes. I mean, I think Science Zoo is worthy of 5 stars.
Hell Pie and Science Zoo is a fine. Those are fine bits.
I thought so.
We worked on those 0 minutes, and we came up with them. You guys are blessed.
I deserve 5 stars for not getting in a fight when that woman's totaled my parking
spot.
Hell
yeah, you do.
Five stars for me.
Hell yeah.
For doing the adult thing and just driving away like a normal person. Not losing my shit like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Good job, me.
All right, folks. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Yay. Favorite holiday.
And thanks for checking us out. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.